Hello and welcome to GamerCast episode 230, Games of 2010, and maybe 11. This is the show recorded on the 2nd of January 2011. Hello, I'm your host, my name's Paul, and join me this week as the Wizzis.
Catherine.
Yep, so we're back from our little break.
Yeah, our longer than wanted break.
No, the break was shorter than I wanted.
Well, we said we were going to do a show the week before Christmas, but we didn't in the end. So apologies to anyone who was expecting a show.
Yeah, all those people who moaned at me, where's the show? Blah, 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 blah. The show is not done because we wanted another week off. So tough.
Well, wasn't that the week of Lud and Dare?
Yeah.
So we were quite busy.
Well, yeah, plus busy. I'm being busy for the last 2 months. Alright, Sean and this James bloke. Stop asking me, yo.
Now for the news.
Firstly, sadly, Deus Ex Human Revolution...
has been cancelled.
No, it has not been cancelled. It's been pushed back. So it's not going to be out until their financial year of 2011. So it could be out any time from April in 2011 till April the year after. Because originally it was going to be coming out early spring, like March time. Sadly, it's been pushed back. Mm-hmm. Which is annoying. Because I'm well looking forward to it. Yeah, so that's a bit of a bum.
Yes, bum indeed.
Next up, apparently World of Warcraft Cataclysm is now
awesome.
one of the fastest selling PC games of all time. And it sold more than 3.3 million copies in the first 24 hours of release. Lich King was 2.8 million, I think.
So this is I assume this includes download copies as well.
I'd imagine so
because
as well.
Because I think downloadable this copies this time has been a major...
Well, you can preload it, can't you, and stuff?
Yeah, the fact it unlocks bang on 11 o'clock UK.
And as opposed to having to pop into a game store to go buy it.
Yeah, I think downloading it has been much more popular this time.
It also includes digital presets.
Yeah, because I imagine retail sales are probably down, to be honest, over Lich King.
Well, for the people who want it, they're going to be quite dedicated and just buy it off Battle.net. Because the thing is, it'll be quite pricey buying it from Blizzard, but it'll be just as much buying it from a store, won't it?
Blizzard.
Unless, of course, you want the collector's edition.
Choo-choo.
So, next up, I have...
Dead Rising 2, Case West is out.
Now... So it was going to be it's coming out next week if we did this last week, but it's out now.
800 Microsoft points
so they've
will
doubled...
get you the dude from the game within the last game with the Chuck dude from this game.
Yeah. So for 800 points, which is of course double the price of Case Zero, you can pick up Case West, which of course, as Paul nicely explained, has Frank West.
It has the guy.
He's been in wars, you know.
Found the ding.
But yeah. So, pick that up. I haven't picked it up yet, but I probably will buy it. I might buy it tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I'm sure it'll be fun. Because I must say, I prefer Case Zero to Dead Rising 2 so much. Dead Rising 2 is just way too big. Ah.
What? You're just screaming for some reason.
I said, ah. Is that the eclipse?
Aye, that it be.
What time's that? 8:13. Be on a bloody train.
Well, I mean, it's, you know... It's right there, dude. Anyway, since Catherine gets easily distracted,
yeah.
I will talk about Death Smiles.
You don't even know what
Death
Smiles
is. This
is
from the Rising Star dudes.
Yes.
Who's that guy? The dude.
Tyrone.
Yeah, he works for them.
It's a shame, because we actually interviewed Tyrone about Deadly Premonition and Yen about this. But we never did anything with them. They're still on the camera. Which was actually...
We interviewed... What?
Yeah.
Why have we done... Dude!
We interviewed them at Expo. But, of course, there's so much noise in the background.
Next time, put a microphone in his face.
I don't have a microphone. That's a bit mean. Next time, I might try and go on the Friday. Because from the looks of the Friday, next there was no one there. Next
time, I tell people to shut the up.
Anyway, so Death's Mars, they're officially doing a deluxe edition. Which, sadly, we kind of already knew. Because they already said that they were going to do some special stuff that would make people want to buy it. Because, of course, most people that wanted it in the UK would have already bought it because they would have imported it or stuff like that. Mm. So this deluxe edition is said to have...
stuff in it.
I know it's supposed to have a desktop accessory, which I'm not sure what that means.
It's a box.
And the official soundtrack. As well as, of course, it's got the modes that the other versions don't have.
The Simon Pegg mode, you...
Simon Pegg mode.
Sorry, I just had to shout the ad because some guy, what's his name? Francesco Antonio Frankilo Monkilo Luigi Mario Cavelli Antonio said the best bit of the show was when I interrupted about Simon Pegg. So I just had to interrupt.
Oh, what, when we were talking about spare parts?
Bit of finance. No, when we were talking about Mass Effect.
Oh, yeah, Simon Pegg, Mass Effect, yeah.
Yeah, Simon Pegg made by Mass Effect. All the other way around.
But yeah, so the CD should have at least 23 tracks on it. You can actually pre-order it on play.com, and it's actually really cheap. I think it's like £30 for the deluxe edition, so I've put an order down for that. Actually, it might be £25. Either way, it's super cheap. So anyone who's thinking of getting Death's Mars, you can pick up the deluxe edition to get some extra stuff. Next up, I have... Oh, Total War Shogun 2. Bum, 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 why have they called it this? Why have they called it Total War Shogun 2? Didn't it used to be Shogun Total War?
Yeah, normally it's the other way around. I guess they thought Shogun 2 Total War. Because the 2 is the... I don't know. I don't care. This is the stupid ones.
Yeah, I know. You don't like these. So, Sega announced that they're doing three versions. Like they did with Napoleon, they did different ones. So they're doing standard version. You can also get a limited edition that has... unique faction, which is the Hattori clan, an additional scenario of Nagashino, a complete set of armor for your online avatar, and
online some, avatar?
I don't know. And some XP for you to spend on your online character. And as well as that, you can then also get the collector's edition, which has... I had to try and find a picture of this, because I had to look about, but I couldn't find anything, because I might get it, if it's cool. It's in a replica bamboo box that has the game in it, the art book, and a detailed figure of Takeda Shingen.
Great.
Shingen. So that could look quite cool.
Or it could look rubbish.
Yeah, it could. And then it's also...
Dear Sega, please send us a pre-release one.
You saw me before I finished up talking about it. Can I just say, it's also got all the limited edition stuff in it. There you go. Now you can say, please Sega...
Forget it.
Paul.
It's no... Too late now.
Okay.
Too late, what's the point?
And that's coming out March 2011.
Wow, they're really good at doing their yearly releases with this series, aren't they?
When did Napoleon come out?
March-ish 2010.
Yeah.
And Empire came out March-ish 2009.
Oh, really?
Yes, they do like their yearly release schedule.
Mm. But, of course, this won't appeal to that many people. As many people.
No.
It'll appeal to all the Japanese fans. Next up... have I mentioned this?
You haven't mentioned it on this show.
Did I mention it in the last show?
You talked about it in the previous show, yes.
About the awesome video.
Yes, sure, whatever.
Oh, maybe I didn't. So there's an LA Noire video, which has about the motion scan facial technology. The facial technology stuff, and it's just amazing, so you should find that video and watch it.
Oh, it's alright, I suppose. To be honest, yeah, they put too much emphasis on the face.
Yeah, there's too much emphasis on the face and not enough on everything else.
And not the bodies. That's why Kinect is better.
So their hats look like they've just been stuck on a model really badly. But, faces look cool. Next up, an announcement that I didn't think was coming. Tales of Monkey Island. So the Telltale series of games... is getting an official release over here from Lace Mamba Global, who are doing a lot of stuff with adventure games at the moment. And they're releasing the special collector's edition that we've actually already got, because they import it from America. They're releasing that over here in the UK, which is quite cool. As far as I know, it's having all the exact same bits and bobs as the one in America had, because they haven't actually detailed anything otherwise of what it's going to have with it, but they have announced that they've now officially kind of got a partnership going with Telltale Games, so they're hoping this will lead to more kind of releases over here. Because, of course, the Telltale Games, when they get releases over here, they get quite small releases. Like how you can find Sam and Max on the Wii, and you might find a Wallace and Gromit game on the PC or something like that. Can you scroll down a little bit?
No.
But, yeah, so you can pick up the whole... It's all 5 episodes in Collector's Edition. And it's going to come out March 25th next year. Can you scroll down again, please? Next up...
Well, it's only about Mortal Kombat. We know about all this.
They're doing a Collector's Edition. But it may not be coming out over here. A Tournament Edition of... Mortal Kombat, which comes with a fight stick. It
basically comes with a bunch of jib-jab related to Mortal Kombat.
So you can get a Tournament Edition, which of course comes with a customised Mortal Kombat fight stick.
Did you hear that, Adam? Did you hear about the fight stick? Or as I call it...
Does he like Mortal Kombat?
Nah.
Hey look, you can dress your guy up to look like... What's his face?
Yes, it comes with Avatar, jib-jab.
So it comes with the game, of course... and what looks like an Avatar Award kind of thing and an unlockable character. And that's going to be, at the moment, in America, $150. And that's available for Xbox 360 and PS3. But as well as that, you can also get the Mortal Kombat Collector's Edition. Collector's spelled with a K, because that's how they do their stuff. Which comes with a figure. Can you scroll down a little bit, please? Oh, no, too much. I was reading. Is that...
What? What are you jib-jabbing about?
That just looks like... Is that Scorpion?
It's Scorpio, or maybe it could be Sub-Zero, but the fact it's yellow background, it's probably the Scorpio Man.
Oh, I actually meant him there.
The Scorpio Man.
Yeah. So it says there that they're bookends, almost. So you've got a Scorpion and a Sub-Zero, but there's only a Scorpion pictured in my image. So you get little Scorpion and Sub-Zero figures, and as well as that, you get an Art of Mortal Kombat book and some digital stuff. When I say the Art of Mortal Kombat, it's like one of those tiny little A5 ones that has like 3-4 pages in them. But that's going to be $100. They may come out over
$100, dude! I'm going to get under my member parliament about that.
I wouldn't be surprised if they don't come out over here.
Matt, who cares?
Titan?
Is a world. Why are we talking about this?
Titan is the new Blizzard project.
Blizzard? Yeah. What are they known for?
I don't know. Got to be some crappy game.
Well, yeah, what's a jib-jab?
So it's officially known now that their new game is called Titan, but no one knows exactly what it's going
to
be.
Right. Dear Blizzard, stop faffing about and make StarCraft Heart of the Swarm and get it out to me tomorrow.
Oh, that's just there, like...
Is it an MMO or what are they doing?
New MMO.
An MMORTS?
MMORPG? A next-gen MMO, apparently. Does that mean consoles? They don't really do consoles, do they?
What do you mean consoles? Next-gen... Next-gen consoles ever been announced.
True.
I'm sick and fed up with people saying next-gen to refer to the Xbox 360 and the PS3. It's this-gen. Yeah? Yeah. Good.
I suppose they're Carry thinking on. Maybe World of Warcraft's going to get a bit...
Well, let's be honest. World of Warcraft isn't exactly the best-looking game out there.
And they've dragged it on for a while. Heck, that came out back when I was in secondary school.
Heck, it came out back before I was born. Yo, it came out before the flipping electricity was invented.
Yeah. How did you play it?
I don't know. I wasn't born, yo. I just said.
Oh, yeah.
Faffing about me, yo. Anyway, so we don't know anything about it. So why have we brought it up? Who knows?
Because
it's happening.
There was a cool picture for it. I didn't think it was for it, though. It was just a cool picture.
You know, Blizzard's like their cool pictures. But, just take half the Warcraft 3 cutscenes they did. Had no relation to the storyline whatsoever.
Thing is, they say next-gen MMO, but knowing them and their long time frames, it probably will be a next-gen MMO, won't it?
Aye.
Because they're still busy working on Diablo, or Diablo, and then all the StarCraft stuff.
StarCraft 2!
And probably another WoW StarCraft expansion. StarCraft 2!
World of WoW.
Anywho.
World of WoW! Pew, pew. What's this?
This was announced in the DLC that came out.
Oh, yes. Kinect Sports has a bunch of free DLC. It's got a bunch of free mini games.
Some of them were quite cute. I like Pinvaders. That was kind of cool.
Yeah, Pinvaders is all right. I mean, there's what? 15?
15. Whatever. 15 part games. And then some new mascots as well.
Yeah, okay, cool.
But I thought they were, some of them were quite good. I liked the fruit splatter one as well. Do you remember that one? You hitting the fruit and dodging the bombs?
Yeah.
Which wasn't as hard as the volleyball one where you had to dodge everything.
Fun.
I quite like Kinect Sports.
Kinect Joyride has a car pack coming out. For those who like American rubbish cars, you can download those American rubbish cars by going to the Thingamajig Marketplace.
And you get them for free, and they come out on the 4th, which is...
Tuesday.
Cool. Next up, another piece of DLC.
Oh,
this is my DLC
lump. DLC cast.
But then the last three things aren't DLC anyways. So, the Animus project...
Update 1.0. Update. Downloadable content for Assassin's Creed Brotherhood for the Xbox 360 video game and entertainment system from Microsoft and the PlayStation 3 computer entertainment system is now available on Xbox Live and PlayStation Network for free.
And Update 2.0 will be available in January as well, which will also
be free. Do we know when in January? Like, is it now?
I don't know. I'd imagine it'd be the end of January, maybe.
Okay, Fable 3 also has a stupid dog being made available for
it. You can get a poodle now. Or, what's he? A German Shepherd or a Doberman? Isn't that an Alsatian?
It's a dog.
Yeah. And where's the flipping PC version with your... Actually, no. The Boxer was the collector's edition, wasn't he?
Yeah, Boxer was collector's edition. Who cares about Fable 3?
Wait, go back up. So that's 240 points for doggies.
Just to have a different model on your buggy dog, which doesn't work properly.
And you can also get a Christmas hat for free.
A great Christmas hat. Well, Christmas is over now.
They're trying to keep people up with Fable, but I don't think dogs will really entice that many people.
In other news, Portal 2 has also had a release date announced. Sometime in April, I think, in it, Catherine?
Yeah,
dude.
21st of April.
21st of April.
Yep, coming
and
out.
What's this coming out on? PlayStation, Xbox Majigger, and the PC Majigger.
Yeah, that's right. And EA are doing it. They're publishing it.
What's surprising about that? EA quite often publish Valve games.
That's true.
It is true.
Someone else could have picked up. You never know. I don't know if they've got some agreement. Who knows?
Okay, Mass Effect 2 PS3 version is also coming out. This is on the 21st of January.
And there's a demo available on the PSN.
Yeah, the demo
well.
Went up a little while ago. Yeah.
For those who haven't bought it already, meaning people who only have PS3s.
Meaning people who are stupid and only have PlayStation 3s.
And of course, don't forget, Mass Effect 3 comes out at some point.
At some point in the future. Although it's going to be before the end of the year, isn't it?
Yeah, they've announced it will be 2011. Although they haven't announced if it's going to be multi-platform. Imagine if then they get Mass Effect 2 on PS3 this year, and then they've got to wait till next year for it on PS3.
In your face, suckers!
Who knows?
Yeah, they should do that. It'd be funny.
So next up, we were going to briefly talk about what games we liked 2010.
None.
And what we're looking forward to in 2011. So I'm doing a write-up as well for the website too.
We've got a website now.
Yes, the gamecast.net website.
Cool.
I've done my 5 games of the year, and then one like digital downloady game kind of thing.
Why does the digital downloady game need to be separate from the others?
Because it's not as expensive.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So,
well, when
Catherine,
I say digital download, I mean like Xbox Live Arcade.
So, Catherine, if that is your real name,
which it
what are your favourite games of 2010?
So, Alan Wake was just... I loved it. I feel a bit weird because recently on Twitter, lots of people have been moaning about it, saying how crap it is. But I disagree. I loved Alan Wake. And the DLC on it was just amazing.
Yeah, hey, Remedy, nice game. Nice that you managed to get out in a sensible time frame.
Well, hopefully, they're doing all right, and they're going to be able to make another game. They probably won't make another game for the Alan Wake series, but hopefully they'll make something else.
Max Payne, only obviously not called Max Payne.
No, Rockstar own Max Payne.
They should call him Max Power.
I don't think they could. There might be legal implications.
Yeah, come on, next one. Day.
So, next one is Bioshock 2, because I quite enjoyed it. And there were some really good points to it.
See, I've never been a huge fan of the Bioshock series.
Yeah. Well, I must say,
like, I've got the games, but I haven't completed any of them.
I know, I bought it for you.
Yeah, but the only reason I actually wanted it was to support people who support Games Windows Live.
But I mean, I felt Bioshock 2 was a big improvement on number 1. It had no crappy boss at the end.
Yeah, but look at it, you're playing a big daddy.
Yeah.
And you're running around like a loony like you would be if you weren't a big daddy.
True. They just made the splicers so harder to kill.
Yeah.
Which didn't make sense. Thing is, it was made by a different studio.
No excuse.
But I still enjoyed it. Next up, another game that I really, really, really enjoyed was Enslaved Odyssey to the West. You saw me play that, didn't you?
Yes, with the monkey guy. The one with the monkey man.
Which I thought was just amazing.
And the pig man.
And
all these other weird people, animals.
I was never looking into it until the demo came out, and I played the demo, and I was just like, wow, I really want this game.
I saw the demo being played, and I was just like,
I had to play it on PS3.
So that's what I think about that.
Well, I really enjoyed it. I don't know, maybe the story. Because the thing is, you were just pressing A a lot of the time, so there wasn't that much gameplay as such, other than the fighting. Because the jumping,
which was too drawn out in my opinion. Mm.
The jumping was just like kind of rhythmic, pressing A, almost. Which I like, though. But the story was just, yeah. And the ending, I was just like, wow. I hope they make a second one. But yeah, so Enslaved, definitely one of my top games of 2010. And then we have Heavy Rain, which I really enjoyed playing. And you enjoyed watching, didn't you?
Yeah, Heavy Rain's alright. Again, a game released in a sensible time frame.
Yeah, it only took Quantic Dream about 5 years to make it.
Oh, a bit like Alan Wake.
Yeah. Well, actually, I don't know. I don't think they were working that long, but then Omicron 2 should have come out back in 2009, so that got cancelled because of Heavy Rain. Shame, of course, that they cancelled their DLC to make a crappy Move version.
Did they?
Yeah.
So you have to buy the Move version to have Move support?
So I think you can get it as maybe a download or a paid-for download, or you can buy the Move version.
But I was under the impression the Move version only supported Move, so you didn't even have the option to use the regular controllers.
Probably.
Which is stupid.
We played the Move version at work. It was horrible.
Yeah, don't surprise me. It's Move.
It seemed pointless you were doing that with the Move controller instead of pressing up on the analog stick. It's like, wow.
Big difference.
That has something to do with something. But yeah, so, I mean, I really liked the Taxidermist DLC.
That was quite enjoyable.
I'm not going to swear, but...
I'll swear. You bunch of...
I was going to swear in relation to the DLC, like how it made me feel at times. But
terrified.
Not terrified as such, on the edge. But... I thought it was a really nice piece of DLC, just like the Alan Wake DLC. And it's a real shame that they had to then do the Move version.
Okay.
And then lastly, of games, I put Epic Mickey down. Because I really quite enjoy it. I need to play it some
boring.
More.
Boring.
Except for the point that the checkpoints are a bit far and in between.
Boring.
But I'd been looking forward to that, and it didn't disappoint me, and I still quite like it. And then my... XBLA kind of title of the year is Dead Rising 2K0, because I preferred it so much in comparison to Dead Rising 2, because that Dead Rising 2 is just too long, and I like a shorter condensed thing, and I enjoyed K0 to completion, which is why I really want to get Case West. And those are my games of 2010. Does Paul have any games of 2010?
Yes.
Or mentions of games?
Good games this year. StarCraft 2.
Yep.
Disappointments of this year. Silent Hunter 5 and Supreme Commander 2.
Any other games you liked this year?
Napoleon, Civ 5, Cataclysm. But I mean, I'll be hard to really say. Yeah, these games are like super awesome.
You played F1 a fair bit.
Yeah, F1's alright. It's nice to see an F1 game, but I mean, it's obviously not going to sort of game. Mm. You know, it's not...
That you play all the time.
It's not StarCraft 2.
No.
Biggest disappointments. Yeah, I mean, Supreme Commander 2, I have bought that. I think I spent about £2 on it.
I was going to say, you spent about £2.50 on it.
Yeah, so at least Gaz Parrot have got some sales. But that's the trouble, Chris Taylor, yeah. When you don't listen to my advice, and you have your stupid Square Enix publisher saying, oh no, you should make it mass appeal to everyone with it, because then nobody buys it because it's rubbish, and the hardcore fans are alienated because it's rubbish. Like, what's the point in a Supreme Commander game that is rubbish? There's no point to it. You might as well not bother. I mean, I spent £2 on it. I have yet to actually download and install it because I don't see the point of wasting the bandwidth on it. Silent Hunter. I mean, we kind of saw this coming as well as Supreme Commander. But yeah. Yeah. I think I spent £6 on Silent Hunter.
What about Halo Reach?
Halo Reach is alright, but it's a console game.
Well, yeah, I was just mentioning it because you only mentioned PC games.
I'm
a
PC gamer.
I know you're a PC gamer.
And Halo Reach was good, but, you know, to say it's one of the best games of 2010, I can only really have one best game.
Yeah.
The game I like. I mean, well, you know, Napoleon was
See, good, I don't think know? I could... If I had one best game, it'd be out of Alan Wake or Enslaved, but I don't think I'd be able to pick.
Alan Wake.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. Enslaved's got a stupid monkey in it. Yeah, so I don't know.
So 2011?
I suppose 2010 was a better year than 2009, but yeah. That's not really saying a lot.
Well, they've had just a lot of big releases this year, haven't they? And they're doing the same next year.
You know, Fable came out as well. Is Fable a good game? Yeah, of course it's a good game. Am I going to mention it on my thing? No.
Well, that and they haven't given you your PC version yet.
Yeah, it's too late now. The PC version's too late. I don't want it anymore. Sorry, guys. I don't care about it. Peter Molyneux, where's my Kingmaker application? What's the deal? You know, you messed it all up.
Yeah, that's true.
What's the deal, Peter Molyneux? I'm going to come over there and get you. Ah.
2011? Looking forward to it. Oh, of course. Is that all you're looking forward to?
Right. And I'll say it now. Todd Howard, don't fucking screw this game up or I will personally come and get you. And not just get you like getting Peter Molyneux where I just stare at a bloke. Get you with a knife. Stab. Because if you dumb it down any more than it is, Oblivion is right on the edge of being dumbed down too much. A compass which points you where to go? It's great when you're playing it, but you're like, this like takes out all the fun of Morrowind.
Well, and there's the fact of all the fast travel. You don't have to move anywhere. You just fast travel everywhere.
Exactly. I mean, Morrowind was really... I think Morrowind hit the spot quite nicely. In that, you know, it wasn't a dumbed-down console newbie game for new people with an attention span of 5 minutes. You know, if you started a quest in Morrowind, you could be at it for an hour. 50 minutes of which would be trying to find the fracking cave it's supposed to be in. But that was part of the thing. Like, oh, it's southeast such and such this far. It's like, okay, do. Where's the cave? Oh, it's over there. Okay. Or worse yet, you have to go back and reread what they said. And put it on multiple DVDs, for Christ's sake. I want tons of audio dialogue in this game. Oblivion had way too little. You know, Morrowind had loads of dialogue because it was text. You know, if I start talking to a wood elf, I expect a conversation with him, not a sentence. Yeah, you know what I'm saying, Todd Howard? And don't give us medium armor back. I'm sick and tired of my main dude having heavy armor. I don't wear heavy armor because I'm not a noob. I wear medium armor. I'm Dinadal. He wears chainmail. He doesn't wear plate, alright, Todd Howard? And flipping break apart the sword skills again. Yeah.
Okay.
So. And also Heart of the Swarm. Dear Blizzard, don't fucking screw that up either, or I'm going to come and get you.
And not get you staring.
Assuming, of course, Heart of the Swarm does come out this year.
That's true.
Hopefully it will. But it might not. And if it doesn't...
The thing is, Blizzard released 2 games this year. They don't necessarily need to do it next year, do they?
Okay. Rage is also coming out.
Oh, yeah.
Meh. Doom 4, please. Look, Tim Willits. Don't make me come down there.
He's a nice guy.
Okay, so what are you looking forward to this year, then?
So my main one. Actually, no, I have three. So I've got L.A. Noire. Because they have been working on that game for an age.
Oh, so this is another game where they spent 10 years developing it.
Notice how I always look forward to the ones which they've been in development for forever. L.A. Noire.
Boring.
Which I was looking at back when they first announced it, and now it's amazing that they're releasing trailers and stuff, and that they've got Rockstar behind it, because then they'll get more money and lots of publishing out, lots of marketing out of it.
Yeah, just like Square Enix got behind Gaz Powered Games and screwed them over.
Yeah, but at least Rockstar, a good name, bar Max Payne 3. Rockstar? Okay, so.
What are you doing?
I think I've bumped my three up to more. So. Oh. I'm just going to mention them. Bioshock Infinite. Actually, no, that's 2012. Ignore that.
Boring.
Deus Ex Human Revolution.
Boring.
Which better be good, and it better not be dumbed down.
It's gonna
suck. Be a console game.
Sucky console noobs for the newbie noobs.
I got my pre-order done on PC. Not that it's going to win its life.
What's the point? No achievements. Catherine won't be playing that then. Lost the sale.
Well, I've pre-ordered it, haven't I? And on 360.
And you won't buy it.
I've got a pre-order. If it's coming out this year, which it probably won't be, Tomb Raider. New Tomb Raider.
Oh, why?
There's some awesome screenshots for it. I can't wait. And then maybe Dead Space 2, which comes out in like 2 weeks, 3 weeks time.
Oh, yeah, that's out. What is it, 11th?
28th.
28th January?
28th Jam. So I got finished.
What's out on the 11th of February?
I don't know.
Am I thinking the test drive? I might be. Something's out on the 11th of February as well.
Ludwig Planet? Or is that the 21st of January?
I don't know. I don't care. Actually, rubbish games. January. Rubbish games.
So, yeah, that's.
Where's Darkrai?
So, my main one's L.A.
Where's
Noir.
Where's Skyrim?
L.A. Noire. And Tomb Raider if it's coming out this year. And forget about Bioshock Infinite, that's next year.
Doom 4?
I suppose Mass Effect 3 as well.
Mass Effect 3, meh. You never play them anyway.
I've got to.
Yeah, you've got to, but you still haven't. Mm. Obviously, not high on your list when you're playing Kane and Lynch 2 before Mass Effect 2. Oh. What's the dealio, yo? What is the dealio? So feel free to write in and tell us what your favourite games were of 2010 and 2011 and blah, 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 blah. And also feel free to include a list of things you were disappointed about and things you predict will suck.
Because Paul likes that. Disappointments and sucking.
Well, the thing is, you're not going to improve it unless you figure out what's done wrong. Silent Hunter 5, what's done wrong? No need to change the user interface from number 3. No reason to break half the components of the game from number 3. Just upgrade the graphics. No reason to have stupid structured mission rubbish.
That's the thing, because some people then complain saying, oh, you've only updated the graphics, you haven't changed the gameplay.
That's a submarine game.
No. I'm saying, like, about other kinds of games, people moan about stuff like that.
Just get Peter Molyneux to sort them out.
Okay. So that's pretty much it for the news.
Peter Molyneux.
Now, proving that we do care about your opinions, your letters.
We'll follow shortly after this disclaimer. Gamercast does not endorse any opinions and or views expressed in any of the letters we receive. All letters are presented as is and confers no warranty or rights.
Okay, we've got a letter this week. This is actually more of a complaint. Although it does start off with great show. Great show, guys. Where's this week's episode? We're just making it right now. You know, give us time, yo. I know you said you're taking a break, but I'm not sure if it was this week or what. I know you'll probably be talking about your games of the year, blah, blah, blah. Wondering if any games you thought would be terrible and ended up being surprisingly good. We just sort of covered
all that. Well, no, but he said any games you thought were going to be terrible games, but ended up being good.
The games I think are terrible are terrible. Like Game Motion Party is terrible.
That is terrible.
And yet people will continue to buy it.
So, okay, I thought...
Get Fit with Mel B.
I thought stuff like Kinect Adventures would be a bit crap. But I was kind of surprised with that because it wasn't as bad as I thought it would be.
Yeah, but is it...
So actually,
is Kinect Adventures surprisingly
actually,
good?
I would say, just generally, Kinect. I wasn't entirely sure how it was going to be. But some of the games on there are actually quite cool.
Okay,
but other than that, I'm not sure about normal games.
Yeah. Anyway, James goes on to say, when I first saw Bayonetta, I didn't think it was going to be much beyond the graphics. But it's a really good game. Probably one of my favourites of the year. I realize.
she put me off with her walk. It's inhuman.
What, like the Assassin's Creed horsey walk?
Boobs.
Assassin's Creed horse, which walks wrong.
Mm. But you should watch her. She.
Oh, I don't want to watch this rubbish.
Her jump's nice with the butterflies.
He then goes on to say, Tim's review of GT5 was spot on. For those not in the know, Tim wrote a review for GT5 on the website and he scored it 2 out of 5. But he then goes on to ask if he's coming back to the show, but later admits that Oopsie got him mixed up with Adam. Adam, we don't know. We've not heard from him since October, September, whenever it was. I would send a message to ask what's going on, but I can't be bothered.
I think he hasn't been on for so long, I actually forgot his name. Lol. Cheers.
Yep, so thank you for that. And thank don't you, complain, because we did miss a week because I just thought, screw it.
It was a busy weekend, so.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, me this time of year, I've always got too much stuff going on anyway.
Mm.
Especially with World of Warcraft coming out.
Yeah.
I have to do my dailies.
So, anyone want to send a letter in?
I haven't done all my dailies yet.
As Paul mentioned previously, feel free to send us your games of 2010 or what you're looking forward to this year. Or just what you're playing or anything like that.
I'm playing anything.
Feedback at gamecast.net or just leave a comment on the
website. Just go to the flipping website.
Gamecast.net.
It's time for
Name
That
Game.
Okay, 3 weeks ago, everybody would have heard Catherine guessed that it was Blood Moon. The clue I gave on the show was it was somehow related to
Skyrim.
The Elder Scrolls V. Skyrim! Todd Howard, don't mess that game up.
So I was kind of far away, wasn't I?
Yeah, the answer was not Blood Moon. Blood Moon being one of the Morrowind's expansion packs.
Yeah, I know.
The answer was actually The Elder Scrolls II Daggerfall. The quality of the music should have really given it away, in my opinion.
Oh, I suppose. Yeah, Morrowind has really nice... Damn it, I should have guessed that.
Mm-hmm.
Morrowind has good music.
The reason it was also related was because it was a Blizzard theme, so when it snowed in Daggerfall, that's the theme.
And of course,
and since Skyrim is in the north and it's snowy and mountainy, I thought it would be somewhat appropriate. And no one actually guessed correctly. So once again, I win.
You win.
Yes. This week, however, we've got something a bit more recent. Any guesses?
It's a really annoying piece of music, I can tell you that.
It is somewhat irritating.
When you hear it so much. I will go and guess that it is Kinect Sports.
Kinect Sports? Why'd you say that?
I played some Kinect games over Christmas with your family, and I believe it may have been that.
Oh, really?
Not Game Party in Motion. That
Game
was
Party, oh my god. No!
But I'll go with Kinect Sports.
Alright.
Which is quite a good game.
Yeah, Kinect Sports is actually quite good, isn't it, I suppose. I would upload some videos of the Gamercast crew playing it, but nah. So yeah, if you think you know what it is, feedback at gamercast.net, blah blah blah, you know the drill. Okay, so that's pretty much it for this week's episode.
No games coming out. We're not going to review anything.
Not reviewing anything because we can't be bothered.
Maybe I'll review something next week. I might review that Revolution game.
Oh,
Windows Phone 7.
Yeah.
It's well
review
good.
Some phone games, lady.
Yeah.
The phones.
The phones.
The phone sevens.
The phone sevens. It's quite good. I like
it. Yeah. So we'll be back next week.
Yes, we will be back next week.
On a more normal schedule.
Yes.
Because this won't actually be released
until
Monday.
This will be Monday. But it's a bank holiday, so...
But I'm actually tempted to start, actually... Because the thing is, our release day is actually Monday anyway. The only reason we get Sunday episodes up is because I'm super fast with the editing.
Yeah.
So, you know, maybe people don't appreciate that enough, and they might have to wait until Monday. Maybe if Sean gave me some money, let's say £100
what?
Per month, maybe GamerCast will be done faster, yo, Sean. And that Frantonio bloke, and all these other people who are sending me hate mail.
Hate mail?
Yeah, they don't send it to GamerCast, so I don't read it out. It's sent directly to me about how annoying I am or how funny I am. It's like, great. So, I suppose it's a bit like all the jib-jab you get on the YouTube channel, which you can find at youtube.com/gamercast.net.
Yep. I need to do that competition, right?
Yeah, we're giving away a Halo controller soonish, so subscribe now and save yourself some time later.
Yeah. Maybe I'll do
Okay, cool. So we'll catch everyone next week.
See ya.